Will we ever get Brexit sorted out? It looks like as if we won't. Certainly not if we're depending on some agreement between Labour and the Conservatives. It seems to have all fallen through. Jamie, what do you make of all of this, Jamie?
Well, everybody was saying was going to fall through even before the talks got underway. So it's not a huge surprise to a lot of people. I frankly thought there was a chance. I thought there was a realistic prospect that the two sides could cobble together some agreement on which to move forward, but it's not to be. There's not going to be an agreement between Labour and the Conservatives on a proposition to bring to Parliament. At the same time, no matter what happens, Theresa May already made it very clear that she is going to bring her withdrawal agreement back to the House of Commons. And so that definitely, another vote on Brexit will happen in the week beginning June the 3rd. So that's on the cards. So there will be this vote. And unless she changes her mind, that's what's going to happen. But in the meantime, in between time, I suppose, there will be the European elections, all these things that I'm going to talk about will probably change the atmosphere, but you don't see them as being particularly decisive. I mean, for instance, the Brexit Party, Nigel Farage's outfit, will do, according to the polls, incredibly well. And so that will lead to a lot of anti-Euro MPs coming from the UK to Brussels. What does that immediately do? Well, it sort of creates more instability of a kind, because at the same time there are movements in other countries across Europe where people are very unhappy with the way Brussels behaves. So you could see that being, as it were, a source of problems for, you know, the people and who would like to run the EU in a particular way. Doesn't necessarily mean you can draw any firm conclusion from that. There's also the move to try and get rid of Theresa May herself. There's a National Conservative Convention happening on June 15. Basically, the motion on the agenda is resign Theresa, get out of the way, we need a new leader. It's non-binding, but then apparently the MPs could change the rules, the 1922 rules, the 1922 committee could change the rules and have a binding vote. So if this convention basically said, Theresa, you've got to go, no, she doesn't have to do that, but then the rules could be changed. And they would have a binding vote, and then that would be her out. How would that change things? Well, it might bring in Boris Johnson. Would that make a big difference? You have to think that obviously it would change the dynamic a bit. But on the other hand, the numbers are still going to be the same, in the sense that the MPs are not going to change their minds. They're not going to switch sides. They're not going to think differently if Boris Johnson's the new Prime Minister. So he has to contend with the same, you know, parliamentary arithmetic she has to. There doesn't seem to be support for any particular proposition, but again, it's another change, and it's another new factor. Frankly, I just think this thing will just toddle on until the early autumn. Of course, we've got this extension to October the 31st. Things will begin to heat up again, and there'll be, you know, the temperature will rise, but I just don't know, and I don't know that anybody does know how it's all going to end up. But I cannot see there being any radical, definitive outcome in the next few months.
Jamie, comprehensive as always. Thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you. This is the U105 phone-in.